nanny culture of America, which has grown incrementally since the era of the sort of 1950s, when you would have seen only sort of wealthy live in hired help that was not affordable to, you know, nearly anybody except the upper class. So those type of stories intend to be sort of ghost stories, where the children would say they saw something and nobody would believe them, or maybe they're usually ethnic live-in sort of help would see something because they had some sort of racist belief structure that then wouldn't be believed by the parents because they'd think, oh, it was just voodoo or something. So that this has changed entirely with the rise in nanny culture, with the working families, with two members of the family working there. It's just a need for nannies like never before. So this sort of climate of non-upper class nannies, when the bow break sort of jumps in where Hand the Rocks or Cradle started and creates this horror of what happens if the temporary help that you hire to help with your family starts to try to take your family over. It's sort of a extension of the horror of possession, where the idea of the child is being lost to something evil. In this case, it's not just the child, but usually the husband that's being threatened by whatever the insecurities that are being played upon, which are generally fears of being sort of replaced by a younger, a more attractive version of oneself, either male or female. In these movies, it tends to be young females. In this case, Morris Chestnut and Regina Hill play a two-member working family, which is a relief to see a black couple that where both members of the family are working, being depicted on film. And they hire in a surrogate, played by Jazz Sinclair, who does a good job of drawing the line between being unbelievable and believable. And of course, this whole genre's premise is sort of an over-exaggerated sort of soap opera, and that's what makes it fun. You've got Michael K. Williams, The Wire's Omar, in there as well. And although the plot is totally predictable, one must really not like life very much if they don't find it somewhat enjoyable. This is, again, a filmic version of A Slice of Pizza. If you don't go to this movie with somewhat of an idea of what you're getting, then that's sort of on you, because this certainly the audience seemed to really enjoy it, and although the critical acclaim has been 0% positive on Rotten Tomatoes as of today, the audience, more than half the audience, really liked it. So if you go to see this movie, you're going to sort of play with the horror of the potential of family dissolution, what's something that black culture has had to deal with, and the anxieties are particularly strong of considering the over-incarceration of black men in America. And so this film, which is basically about a working black female's anxiety about losing her male to a younger black female, has different layers of anxiety upon it, refreshingly, none of which involve police violence. And that's refreshing not because they chose to left it out, but because it's hard to imagine many scenarios where police violence doesn't touch the lives of young black men.